Hi, and happy first of the month. Today's Fish Family bonus code is June. Learn more about the Marlins fan loyalty program at marlins.com/fishfamily. Yes, it's June 1st, and the Marlins have separated from the Phillies. They now stand alone in third place in the NL East. Last night at Marlins Park, Jose Fernandez and the Fish evened the series against Pittsburgh. Glenn Geffner has the rewind.
Oh, what a night of baseball here at Marlins Park tonight. It began as a battle of aces. Jose Fernandez and Gerrit Cole, neither disappointed. And in the end, it was the Marlins closer making things very exciting, but ultimately coming up big as the Marlins able to hang on for a 3-1 victory over the Pittsburgh Pirates. They even the series up at a victory apiece. Jose and Gerrit Cole. Jose had been on a roll, 6-0 coming in his last six starts. Gerrit Cole, 5-1 in his last seven, both with a sparkling ERA. So you knew it would be a long night for the hitters. And on the Pirates' side, it was definitely a long night for the first eight innings. On the Marlins' side, they were kept off the scoreboard throughout the game by Cole, but, boy, it wasn't for lack of opportunities. In the first inning, with one out, JT Realmuto singled, Christian Yelich walked. So the Marlins had two on with one out, but Marcelo Ozuna grounded out, and Justin Bour fouled out, and that threat was by the boards. In the third inning, the Marlins got a single from Ichiro to start things off, and then a double from Realmuto. Second and third, nobody out. But Yelich struck out. Ozuna hit into a fielder's choice. Ichiro gunned down at the plate. And Justin Bour struck out. And again, second and third, nobody out. The Marlins couldn't cash in. In the sixth inning, still in a 0-0 game, because through six, Jose had retired 17 of the 19 men he'd faced, allowing just two singles. In the bottom of the sixth, the Marlins had first and second, Yelich and Ozuna with nobody out. They had the bases loaded with one out, but Chris Johnson lined Salfi to second, and Adani Echeverria flew out to right. And this game remained scoreless. Jose with a scoreless top of the seventh. Then in the bottom of the seventh, he grounded out to lead things off against Gerrit Cole. And then finally, the Marlins bats came alive. Ichiro with a single. JT Realmuto an infield hit. The Marlins had first and second with one out, trying to break the ice with Christian Yelich coming up next. Payoff pitch, and Yelich rips one to right for a base hit. Ichiro waved at third. Polanco the throw toward the plate. It's up the line. The Marlins have taken the lead. Yelich to second. 1-0 in the seventh. Marlins have been 1-for-9 with men in scoring position for that big hit from Christian Yelich. It's our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins, All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. So Yelich was at second. JT Realmuto was at third for Marcelo Ozuna. It'll be a 3-1 now. Cole to Ozuna, and Marcel takes outside, and low ball goes to the backstop, racing to the plate, and safe at the plate, JT Realmuto. It's ball four, it's a wild pitch, and it's 2-0 Marlins. And that would be the end of the night for Gerrit Cole. Cole done after 6 1/3, trailing 2-0, but the Marlins had a chance for more. They had men at the corners, still only one out. Jared Hughes out of the bullpen to face Justin Bour. Bour, a fly ball hitter, and the pitch is grounded to third. Up with it, Gung to second for one. Harrison double clutches, and the throw to first is not in time. Yelich scores, 3-0 Miami. The double clutch by Harrison cost the Pirates an out, and it cost them a run. They got the double play ball they were looking for in bringing the ground ball pitcher Hughes into the game, but Harrison just couldn't quite complete the throw to first base in time. So the Marlins had scored 3 runs in the seventh inning, and they had a 3-0 lead. So Cole done after 6 1/3, 9 hits, 3 runs. He walked 2, struck out 4, threw a wild pitch, 108 pitches, 71 strikes. And after the Marlins scored 3 in the seventh, Jose Fernandez was done for the night. Had this game remained scoreless into the eighth, I'll bet you Jose would have gotten the eighth inning. But after the Marlins took the lead, Don Mattingly and Jose had a heart-to-heart in the dugout, and you could tell Jose was getting the bad news. He was done after 7, 3 hits, no runs. For the first time this year, no walks. Fernandez strikes out 6. He threw 88 pitches, 62 strikes. He was absolutely masterful in this ball game tonight. David Phelps came on for the eighth inning. He struck out the first man, Starling Marte. Struck out the next man, Francisco Cervelli. Josh Harrison singled, giving the Pirates some hope in that eighth inning. But Jordy Mercer bounced into a 6-4 fielder's choice. And this one went to the ninth. The Marlins still leading 3-0. The ninth inning is A.J. Ramos' time. A.J.'s been perfect in save chances this year. They haven't all been easy. And this one tonight would not fall in the easy category. He started the inning up 3-0. He walked the first man, pinch hitter Matt Joyce. Then he allowed a single to John Jaso. So there were two men on with nobody out, tying man to the plate in the Pirates' ninth. Andrew McCutchen on a 3-2 pitch worked a walk. So now the bases were loaded with nobody out for a man who had a grand slam here last night, a red-hot hitter having a terrific first half, Gregory Polanco.
Bases full and nobody out. Another 2-2 pitch. And a ball hit high into the air to right center. Going back, Ozuna onto the track. Makes the catch for out number one. The throw will go to second. They'll score a run on a sac fly, and it's a 3-1 game.
The Pirates hadn't been shut out all season, and they would not be shut out tonight as Polanco puts them on the scoreboard. So that was out number one, but Ramos was far from out of the woods. You still had men at first and third. Another dangerous hitter, Jung Ho Gung, coming up. Ramos fell behind, two balls, no strikes. Then he ran the count to 2-2.
Ramos to the plate. Over, strike three called, two down. A breaking ball, off-speed pitch at 80 miles an hour.
So there were two outs, but still not out of the woods. You had the tying man at first, the go-ahead man at the plate for another hot hitter, Starling Marte.
2-2. A.J. straightens. Here's the pitch. A swing and a fly ball right field toward the line. Here comes Ichiro. He's got it, and that's the ball game. A.J. Ramos works out of a big ninth-inning jam. The Pirates lead two, scored one in the top of the ninth, and the Marlins win 3-1.
Miami hangs on for dear life, and the Marlins even the series at a win apiece. For Miami, 3 runs, 10 hits, no errors, 9 runners left on base. For the visiting Pirates, 1 run, 5 hits, no errors. They left 4. Jose Fernandez, the winning pitcher, he's 8-2. Jose, again, 7 innings of 3-hit shutout ball, no walks, and 6 Ks. The losing pitcher was the Pirates' ace, Garrett Cole. Cole falls to 5-4 in the season. A.J. Ramos collects his 16th save. He's a perfect 16-for-16 this year. Time of the game was 2 hours 36 minutes, and a crowd of 10,637 was here to see it. Marlins with the victory are 27-25, 11-14 here at home. Jose Fernandez with the win, his 7th win in his last 7 starts. In those games, a 1.60 earned run average. And if he can win his next time out, Jose, who will face the Mets on the weekend, would have 8 wins and 8 starts, which would tie Chris Hammond's 1993 club record. Most consecutive starts resulting in a win. Jose, 7 in a row. He'll look to tie Chris Hammond on the weekend against the Mets. For the Marlins, we mentioned they are 27-25 overall. Marlins went 12-11 in April. They finished the month of May 15-14. So Miami with back-to-back plus 500 months for the first time since April and May of 2011.
Jose continues to be simply lights out, and here he is after the ball game.
I feel great. Honestly, you know, physically and, you know, mental. I think that, you know, JT had an amazing game plan, and I think we follow it exactly to the point, and we did what we wanted to do. We knew that, obviously, that lineup is, you know, very good lineup, and, you know, we came on top today, you know, not taking anything for Cole. Derek Cole was very impressive, like, you know, he always is, and, you know.
Yes, tonight we'll do it again at 7:10. Kyle Seeloff starts Marlins on Deck, presented by Geico, at 6:40. Then Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner have the live play-by-play action on 940 Wins in the Marlins Radio Network.